Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. If you don't know who I am Dr. K. Durairaj. I'm a facial plastic surgeon based in Los Angeles, and you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. I do surgery for the face as well as injectables, and I really love doing lips. So today let's talk about lip filler and the things you need to know to get a great result with your lip injection. So first of all, remember, we want to see an injector who has a ton of experience. Everybody out there is advertising lip filler. Not everybody does it the same. Remember that it takes extreme precision, a very delicate eye, and good artistry to get the best results with lip filler. We don't want to see injectors who are giving us a pouty, overblown look where filler is bleeding outside the margins of the lip. One of the biggest problems I'm seeing in my practice from patients who've had filler done elsewhere is that they're having filler migration outside the borders of the lip. Now, why does that happen? That happens for when injectors place filler too close to the vermilion border of the lip, the pink border of the lip, or where they violate that white line, which is a nice embryologic structure that traverses the border of the lip. And filler is placed in the cutaneous or the skin portion of the lip. Sometimes different trends cause these kind of problems to happen. The Russian lip trend is one of these trends where people are over-injecting to create a top shelf of projection where the lip seems to come up and out from the face. And it looks interesting and pretty in photography, but in real life, when injectors place a shelf of filler all along the pink border of the lip, it creates this distortion of anatomy where filler bleeds into the skin above the lip, and that creates kind of a filler mustache look. And I don't think that looks pretty on anyone at all. So if you are thinking of getting your lips done, do your research. Definitely see an injector who has qualifications, skill, and a conservative approach. Always start with small amounts. I would always recommend 1 syringe of filler max on your first visit. Remember, 1 syringe per month till you reach your goal size. And then maintain your filler with 1 syringe every 6 months to kind of keep that baseline volume persisting. Filler is going to last about 12 months. All of our gel fillers, the Juvederm, the Restylane, the Versa, the ones that are available in the United States, they all last about 1 year duration. Sometimes 2-year fillers like Voluma can be used in the lips. However, I recommend the 1-year fillers. And because it lasts a year, in 6 months, 50% will go down. So that's where you want to layer on what you have. Your lips have their most beautiful, plump, and youthful state right around age 15 or 16. And every 10 years, you're going to lose about 10% of the volume of your lip. So you might be the person who's saying, I'm never going to do lip filler. Well, you are going to have lip filler, lip changes, and you are probably going to want to add some volume to your lip because as we age, the lips become thin, inverted, and crinkly. And if you want to have a very feminine appearance to your face, or for men who want to have a little more fullness, there's nothing better than a sexy, volumized, full lip. I think that lip definition is the best thing to look for with lip filler. If you have nice defining points of the lip, including like nice Cupid's bow, pretty pillows of the lower lip, and prominent upper lip mounds, you're going to have a very pretty result. Placing filler in these areas that are embryologically called the tubercles of the lip is a very nice approach to replicate nature. So it gives you the appearance of juicy pillows where nature would put them, 2 in the upper lip, 2 in the lower lip, some in the middle. And I also love to recreate a pretty philtrum. Those are the 2 lines above the lip that helps pull the lip up and out. So remember, there's lots and lots of important details in getting your lips done. It's not just a quick med spa procedure. It needs to be done with precision, accuracy. We have to stay within the pink border of the lip to avoid filler migration. And if you're someone who has filler migration, you can have this dissolved and corrected. You can't add to lip filler to create improvements and problems. You're better off dissolving bad filler and adding fresh. So those are some of my tips for lip filler. Be conservative. See a great injector, respect the normal anatomy of the lip, and definitely enjoy the look, because that is one of the most sexy, feminine, kind of natural, youthful things you can do to the face. Adding volume there makes you look and feel younger. So I think there's so many great fillers out there. There's over 13 fillers available in the United States. They all work great. My favorites would be Restylane. I love the new Restylane Kiss. I'm also loving Restylane Regular. I also love Versa, and occasionally I love some Juvederm. But of all the fillers, I would say Juvederm swells the most and tends to have the most juicy, sausagey look, which if you have very thin lips is wonderful. And for the rest of us, over time can retain fluid and look a little bloaty and sausagey and puffy. I think in my hands, Restylane gives the most definition. If you're really trying to create border definition or a lip liner effect, I do love regular Restylane for that. And if you want a soft glossiness, I think the Restylane Kiss is wonderful as well. So those are just some of the filler highlights and features. Versa is also excellent for less swelling and just a very hydrated look. All of these products work great, and they all have individual features that a good injector will learn and know how to use. And I hope you see someone who uses every filler in their palette. As an artist, you want to have every filler at your fingertips. You don't want to just see someone who's buying based on the biggest bulk price discount, and that's all they have is one filler. You want to see someone who has the spectrum. So that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to stay beautiful. You can find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. And check out my website. My Instagram is Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my awesome lip plumper. If you're not yet ready for lip filler and you want to see what it looks like to get fuller, plumper lips, this product is really a favorite. It's a favorite with our TikTok and Instagram models. It gives you the appearance of a syringe filler. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours. It makes your lips more hydrated with hyaluronic, sunscreen for sun protection and anti-aging, ceramides and peptides for fine lines, and niacin, which brings out that nice pink flush of the lip. It's so pretty. You will love it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Mwah.